Welcome to the Government Technology Insider Podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. In this episode, we explore how civilian agencies can enhance security and reliability through modernization with a focus on observability. Civilian agencies are tasked with delivering secure, reliable, and efficient digital services to the public, but legacy systems and outdated infrastructure often stand in the way. As agencies work to meet evolving demands, observability has emerged as a key principle for modernizing IT systems and resources. Observability allows for agencies to monitor their system's internal state through external outputs like logs, metrics, traces, and events. By integrating observability into their software development and operations, civilian agencies can better understand the performance and health of their systems and quickly identify and resolve issues and optimize resource use. Observability often plays a critical role in strengthening security, maintaining compliance, and ensuring transparency. For our conversation today, I sat down with Scott Deviney, Business Development Executive at SolarWinds, to discuss how observability is accelerating digital transformation in the public sector, as well as best practices and real-world use cases for civilian agencies today. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to sit down and speak with me today, Scott. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Me as well.
Scott, could you introduce yourself and give an overview of your role and expertise in observability?
Certainly. Thank you. My name is Scott Deviney. I'm currently managing business development across federal civilian agencies at SolarWinds. In this role, I engage with leaders at agencies across government to empower their teams to drive better digital experiences for their civil servants and the citizens they serve. Throughout my career, I've worked at the intersection of technology and business. I started as an engineer, moved over to program management of communication systems, then technology sales and business development. I've worked on monitoring and observability for federal customers for over 20 years across a handful of vendors. Over this time, I've very much enjoyed supporting mission outcomes across all sectors of defense, intelligence, and civilian agencies.
Excellent. Can you explain what observability is and how it is different from traditional monitoring approaches?
I'd be happy to. Going from monitoring to visibility to observability has been an evolutionary shift. Monitoring was traditionally only, what is happening in my network? With IT staff trying to answer that question from the jigsaw puzzle-like disparate data that was available. Observability makes the very large shift to why something is happening, whether it's on the network, elsewhere in the physical, virtual, and cloud-based infrastructure, or something in application code. IT staff used to only know whether something was up or down, CPU utilization, high or low, for example. Observability answers the question of why that is so. Observability addresses this by collecting and analyzing insights from across the entire IT spectrum. Unlike traditional monitoring, which scans systems for alerts, enabling only reactive responses, observability looks across the data set and is becoming able to preemptively detect anomalies and potential issues before they become full-blown outages or security incidents. Another way to look at it, monitoring uses individual data points. Observability is correlated data points. It's a conclusion versus just those individual points. Additionally, a well-deployed observability system will provide agency leadership with information that matters to them, such as whether an event is end-user impacting or is simply a warning that only the IT teams need. With this, observability becomes as much a business capability as an IT tool.
That's great. Scott, can you describe or discuss some of the common challenges that civilian agencies face in delivering secure, reliable, and efficient digital services? And how can observability help address these challenges?
Well, as you know, the federal government has some of the most complex networks in the world, and they carry some of the world's most mission-critical traffic. Some specifics: scale, huge number of locations, huge number of users, huge traffic volumes. Users often spread across the world, not just working from home. Real-time mission criticality, direct citizen access requirements, often from spotty network connections. Security, there's a lot of personally identifiable information on civilian networks. All of the above are added to today's infrastructure complexities, such as disparate networks, distributed virtualized server infrastructures, hybrid multi-cloud environments, multi-vendor solutions, modern, intricate, born-in-the-cloud applications, often with distributed components and dependencies, legacy, often monolithic applications, and of course, security, security, security. All of this creates increased complexity. The more complex an environment is, the better served it is by observability. Think of a few examples. VA, massive medical environment with large and small facilities. Treasury and IRS, very large applications processing very sensitive data, integrating with various service providers, as well as needing to provide robust telephone support directly to citizens. DHS, distributed infrastructure down to the border. FAA, is there a more mission-critical network? USDA, HHS, Justice, etc. Distributed, sensitive, massive, complex. Management information can be collected from across each component I just listed. Making sense of all that information is where observability comes in, enabling the shift from reactive to proactive operations.
Now, Scott, can you share some real-world use cases of observability in civilian agencies and what were the outcomes and benefits?
A classic example involved an issue of a poorly performing application with significant user impacts. Each IT team's individual tool showed green, all okay. Only after the metrics were correlated with each other were anomalies found. A change had been made to an application to access the database in an inefficient manner. Each component worked fine. It was only when the extraordinary data calls were correlated with poor performance spikes that the problem was found. Configuration issues have been frequent culprits, with any change potentially having unintended consequences. When monitoring data is correlated together, degradations in performance can often be shown to originate at the same time as a configuration change. Software version updates are another source of problems. Similarly, an observability system can correlate performance problems to a software change. Basically, any part of the software, hardware, cloud, user world will break, be misconfigured, or have a bug or security event at some point. It has all happened across civilian government as elsewhere. Modern observability deployments have addressed these subtle problems, minimized downtime, and restored citizen access.
So how can observability improve security posture, and how can it assist civilian agencies in adhering to regulations while maintaining accountability and transparency?
Great question. A classic line is, you cannot secure what you cannot see. When a security event is occurring, little things will happen. Network traffic flows are created, servers and databases are accessed, user credentials are authenticated, etc. Observability comes into play by tying multiple metrics together to flag something that something unusual is happening. As an example, if a security and event management system saw several unauthorized password and access attempts across dozens of devices around the world with the same user credentials, but from different devices and locations, it can flag that as an anomaly. A human watching screens for a large agency with thousands of employees around the world might not notice. As observability gets smarter, as it learns, more anomalous behavior on the network can get flagged. Why is that network traffic flowing from there to there at this time? Why is that user accessing that application or from that location? A well-deployed observability solution that captures many different metrics from across the infrastructure that can then be cross-analyzed should absolutely be part of an agency's security posture.
For a final question, how can observability help civilian agencies optimize their resource utilization and improve user experience? And what are some metrics to measure success?
The unknown benefit of observability. Like security, it is hard to manage a resource that you do not have any insight into. Almost any piece of the hardware, software, and even cloud service can be reviewed for usage and optimization using observability. Just a few categories: network bandwidth, server capacity, software license utilization, storage, database, cloud infrastructure. Another aspect of resource utilization is compliance. Are your assets properly configured for optimal performance, rule observance, and security? Whenever someone makes a change, will you be able to see the effects of those changes? Network and server configuration management capabilities as part of an observability deployment will confirm compliance with system rules. On your metrics question, most metrics will be utilization-based. Some will be performance-based. For example, this device is several years old, but is still operating within specifications. I also want to note that personnel are an agency's most expensive resource. Quick problem resolution will keep your staff on the job, minimizing wasted time. Also, frontline IT staff will become able to troubleshoot many problems on their own. This leaves the most highly skilled staff available to do the intricate engineering tasks they were hired for, increasing their job satisfaction.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners?
Sure, and thanks for asking. I found a summary from our Senior Vice President of Engineering, Krishna Sai, that I like a lot in this context. It goes like this. With observability, IT teams can balance competing priorities and demystify complexity while increasing agility, efficiency, and innovation. Meanwhile, executives can organize massive amounts of data and gain a comprehensive, ecosystem-wide view of performance, enhancing their ability to manage business operations more effectively. Implemented correctly, observability not only promotes transparency and collaboration, but it also cultivates a practice of continuous review, which benefits the agency, IT teams, and crucially, the mission.
Thank you, Scott, for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for leveraging innovative technologies in federal, state, and local government, be sure to visit us at governmenttechnologyinsider.com. I've been your host, Lucas Hunsker, and until next time, so long.